My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
When they happen, as the Guardians were getting set to make their first pick in the Major League Baseball draft, that we sit here and we contemplate. And I could just, Jeff and I were going back. We were talking about like JJ Weatherholt, and we were talking about Charlie Condon. And let's be honest, like we don't spend a ton of time talking about college baseball around here. Like,
no,
I think the most college baseball we ever talked about on this station in the 13 years we have is when Kent State had a great run and. You know, you take some of those great players that have gone to Kent State and have made it to the college baseball, when they made it to the College Baseball World Series, and you know, like the heroes of those teams, like the Matt Segas of the world, those guys that played for those teams, that, you know, they were able to do that. Like, that was the only time we ever really talked about, or Hammy's son playing for Kent State on those teams too, that, like, that's the only time we ever really talk about college baseball. So the uniqueness of the entire story for us to talk about college baseball this year was to have the number one overall pick. And, you know, I think a lot of us are so just entrenched in the way that we look at the NFL draft or we look at the NBA draft, right? And how those things play out, that you don't really kind of have a feel for other drafts and other sports. And like we've talked about it before a little bit, but never on the air, about how signing bonus money makes a difference. And you may not necessarily be the best player in the draft, but because of the way you're going to negotiate your pick, that's how you're going to end up doing that. And it was just really neat to get Travis Bezzano's perspective on what it was like to be, you know, that car driving down the road that knew it, that one of the decisions was going to come and it was going to end up, you know, was he going to Cincinnati? Was he going to Cleveland? Was he going to Colorado? Was he going to Oakland? Where was he going? And you knew that he had to drive by Cleveland or figure out a way that if that's what he wanted, they could figure out a way to do that. And then when he said, I found out 25 minutes before they made
that's
the actual
nuts.
Pick.
That is just nuts.
I don't think any
about.
Other sport looks at it that way, do they? I like day of, you hear about that every once in a while. But 25 minutes before, that's incredible.
I mean, that's, well, especially for the number one pick. Like, because that's what we're really looking at and focusing in on, is the fact that it's the number one pick. I mean, Lord knows in the NFL draft, we all knew Caleb Williams was 1-1 a month before, 2 months before. Heck, even watching the college football season, you kind of had that feel. Like, the NBA draft, it's, you know, this year might be a little bit hairier of figuring out who the number one pick is, but typically there's one or two guys that you're like, yep, it's between these two. The MLB draft is such a different animal, and it's just because of all the stuff that Travis laid out, which is, here's your bonus amount of money. This is your signing pool that you can work off of. Here's the amount of money that you're able to give all of these different guys. You have to negotiate it all independently. It's not slotted. You have to, you know, like, or there is a slot value, but you're always trying to negotiate under it, because then you can take the pool of that money and go somewhere else with it. And what's, like, it's so different than dealing with every other professional sports draft. And on top of the fact that college baseball, until probably 5 years ago, was a completely different sport than the MLB. Because it just was, or than MLB, I should say. And it was just because the metal bats that they were using in that stuff, it was like a home run derby. Like, it was just ridiculous. And they ended up messing with the bats a little bit. They messed with the ball on top of it and the rules that you had to have for the metal bats. And now it looks closer to the MLB game. So you're actually watching something similar to what you would see in the minors.
I mean, you can see the popularity has grown for college baseball, especially the College Baseball World Series.
It And it's gotten better.
And it's really the last 10, 15 years, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember, you know, if you had a great team and those guys all ended up playing Major League Baseball, they'd be like, oh, remember that, you know, that, I don't know, Nebraska team or that, or whatever. You know, you just.
Right. I know what you mean. That Tennessee team, that Vandy team, those Vandy teams that would just roll over everybody with David Price at the helm and all of those kind of, you know, those great teams that were in there. It's starting to get bigger, and some of it is the College World Series side of it and broadcasting it. And it's, again, it's no longer a home run derby.
You know, the other thing that's interesting, too, you can watch with ESPN3. I mean, do you realize how many college baseball games you can watch with ease?
I think you can watch all of them.
I mean, you can watch all, as long as there's a camera at most of these games, you can watch them with ease. Now, compared to like the way it used to be, you would be like, well, I don't know, maybe you get one college baseball game every once in a while.
Absolutely.
And even like, you want to talk about a mistake, like the regional sports networks never really hopped on board with any of that stuff. And you wonder why they're in trouble now, because they embraced like their big league team and their infomercials.
Well,
that's all you ever saw in there. You're like, oh, okay, well, you might have the big league team and a pregame and a postgame. And, you know, Fox tried there for a while to do a little bit more programming. But when you think about it, all of this programming, which is now gold because everyone wants live programming. And they just never really jumped on it. I think they thought, well, we can make more money selling knives with the infomercials all day long. When really you think about it, the market was there. It's not broadcasting. It's very narrow casting because you've got to want to go see it. But it was there. And right now, you know, look what they're paying for rights fees for everything.
Well, and that was the ESPN3 model, was basically, let's go buy up all of these niche sports. Let's just grab all of them. And in that way, if we get enough niches together,
I think
we
part
have
of it,
a
though,
profitable thing.
Part of it, though, was a byproduct of trying to hook on to get football in the beginning. So if you have Big Ten sports and everybody wants football and then basketball and then everybody wanted, like, ESPN wanted the SEC. Well, the SEC, you know, these conferences, say what you will about them, were smart enough to say, okay, well, we know we can do this, but let's leverage some of our other sports that we have to provide programming to initiate the Big Ten network, right? To initiate the SEC network. So I think a lot of that has to do with understanding the market, understanding where we are now, understanding how people want live programming. Because if you don't want live programming, you just go to Netflix and you can binge everything you want.
Right. And I'll give, this isn't meant to be an infomercial for MLB at Bat, but if you do pay attention to the minor leagues and want to watch the minor leagues, MLB at Bat has all of those. If you download the app and, you know, pay X amount for it, you can watch all of those. It's very cool that we finally have all of it at our fingertips.
Let's talk about some NFL headlines as we head into what now it's less than a week till kickoff, Thursday Night Football next week. So, and the Browns start a week from Sunday against the Cowboys. Brandon Ayuk, the story is over now. He has signed a deal with the Niners. What did we learn from this story and other NFL headlines coming up? Plus, we're going to talk to Brian Anderson at High Noon. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.